Hi, everyone. I am getting straight to the point, not putting in the intro, but I wanted to do an update here because I'm going to be changing the name of the podcast. I've wanted to do it for a while. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me bring this up now and then, but I no longer want it to be called Losing Weight with ADHD, even though like that's still what I'm going to be talking about. I just never felt like that name really reflected the content, or, well, I guess it technically reflects the content, but it never really, just never really felt like the right name. But I also wanted it to be super clear what I was talking about. And like, if somebody was searching for that, that they would find me. There's nothing wrong with that name, but it just wasn't really kind of all encompassing the way I wanted it to be. And so the new name of the podcast is going to be Balanced Living with ADHD. And I think that this really kind of reflects it for me, because I have been really, really like realizing lately that there's so many other components that kind of go into the whole process of losing weight in a sustainable way, because the way that it really has lasting impact on your life, obviously, like, addresses the thoughts and feelings and the emotional side of things, and it's not just about the food or the exercise or whatever. It really is like a balance of other components of your life. And I keep thinking about how, for myself and for other people that I have seen have really like impactful change in their lives that, you know, involved weight loss, it kind of ripples through to other areas of your life, whether that be, you know, decluttering, like starting to declutter your life because you're kind of decluttering your mind too in a way, or things like dealing with financial struggles like debt. There's like people's relationships with alcohol. There's so many aspects of it. And I really believe those are part and parcel with the weight loss when it comes to sustainable, real weight loss. So I love the name Balanced Living with ADHD, because I think I want to be able to talk about the impact of those other things on weight loss. So I'm not going to be like not talking about weight loss anymore. Don't worry. Nothing is really, you probably won't even notice much of a change in the actual content of the podcast. But I feel like this kind of opens up the door to have other, like, there's been some like guests that I really want to get on the podcast. I've got like goal people in mind. And I think like having honestly, the name is a bit of a barrier for some people, because especially for those working in like mental health, like Dr. Patty that I've had on the podcast before, she's a real advocate for that, and very kindly said to me, like, maybe you want to consider changing the name because it does sort of restrict you. And she's right. And I just think like it, for people working in the mental health field, especially, we know there's a bit of an overlap between, like, there can be incidents of, you know, disordered eating that comes along with ADHD and stuff like that. And I would never want to exclude people because of the name, or have it be like, you know, like, I think you know what I mean. But so this just really kind of opens the door to, I don't know, just makes it, I feel like it makes it more accessible to other people who could really benefit from it. Anyways, I've already gone on longer than I wanted to. But this, yeah, just to let you know so that you're not like, what the heck? On Thursday when the next episode comes down, it's just a name change. Everything else, like the content, will be relatively the same. So you're still going to get all that good stuff. But yeah, Balanced Living with ADHD. You'll still see my face. So there'll still be like probably the same picture on the thumbnail, or whatever you call it, like graphic cover art of the podcast. But I just want to let everybody know. So anyways, I hope you're having a great week, and I hope to catch you on Thursday.